Hello, moms and dads. Thank you for tuning in. I am Rica Pereira Bonifacio, and welcome to Raising IQ and EQ Ready Kids, a podcast series that was made by parents for parents. Before we begin, I would like to thank Smart Parenting, Enfagrow A+, for NeuroPro, and Enfagrow Gently's 3+ for making this podcast series possible. Hashtag choose the right Enfagrow. Enfagrow A+, for NeuroPro, help advance your child's IQ and EQ. New Enfagrow Gently's 3+, easy on digestion, big on brain. I am so excited because today is the second part of our episode from the last time, and we've got just as amazing questions to answer for today. So is being overprotective and hovering over every aspect of your kid's life effective? Does tough love really work? In this two-part episode, we will talk about different parenting styles and how they affect our children's development. Because not all kids are the same. Na-establish natin yan last time. Even siblings have different personalities, temperaments. They possess different strengths and development levels. And they will require different kinds of support. Recognizing this helps us adapt and adjust our parenting style based on the specific needs of our children. How can we effectively discipline our children while maintaining a positive relationship with them? How do we find the right balance between being too strict or too friendly as a parent? Let's find that out. So we are going to reintroduce our guest from the last time. I had such a fun time talking to her because her insights are like, they're so real. Kung yung struggle is real, ganon, nafe-feel mo sa kanya yung struggle is real, and also the insight is real because she's really going through the same questions as us. So she's a full-time homemaker, hands-on mother of four. She's got 3 daughters and 1 son, wife of Patrick Garcia, a sister in Christ, and Visaya. Hi again, Nika Garcia.
Hello, Rica. Hello, everyone listening. Hi.
Okay. Ang ganda nung usapan natin nung last time. Ayoko na nga sanang i-end, pero magiging masyado namang mahaba. So yung pinag-usapan natin noon, different parenting styles, different kids, how they're all different from one another. But today, nako, marami pa rin naman tayong pag-uusapan, katulad ng meron ba tayong magagawa to prevent parenting problems and how to nurture happy and successful children through positive parenting and discipline. I think ano na yung isang napag-usapan natin noon ay the observation is very important, di ba? Yes. Watching your kids, the reason behind the things that they do is very important to know that, no, for yourself. But of course, syempre, hindi tayo ganun all the time.
Oo naman.
I want to ask you, you look so cool kasi and young, but have you ever lost your cool with your kids?
Oo naman.
So how do you deal with that when you find yourself? Because I find myself snapping at times. I have very different reasons for why I do. Sometimes it's like stress from work, or like I'm just really having like a bad day. Kaya nagsasnap ako, or minsan gutom lang ako.
Yes, nako.
Ikaw, ano usually yung cause ng mga ganito mo?
The same. Again, I co-sleep. So pag wala akong tulog, kasi teasing si Pablo or something, talagang it affects my behavior throughout the day, diba? So it's real and it happens.
And what do you do? Like when you find yourself doing that, is there anything that, any practice that you could share with us?
Yes. Okay. I am still practicing it. Okay. I haven't perfected it. I don't think I ever will. But what I do is the art of time out. Ganun.
Okay. Ano yung art of time out na yan? Okay.
Yung hihinga ka ng malalim, tapos aalis ka, pupunta ako ng CR. Tapos, nag-print ako, meron akong ganun, nag-print ako ng Bible verses and I stick it on the bathroom mirror. What I do is, pag galit na galit na talaga ako, at saka gusto ko na silang paluin ng walang pagmamahal. Ah, totoo naman yun. I mean, we all of us experience that. I take 1 deep breath and I leave. I say, excuse me, and I go to the bathroom. And I wash my face, I take a break, and then I remind myself, or I say, verses that remind me of how flawed I am, right? How imperfect I am. So, pag naaalala ko na imperfect ako, tapos mahal pa rin ako ng Panginoon, parang sino ba naman ako para hindi ma-extend yung pagmamahal na yan sa babies ko.
Yeah.
It's not easy, ha? It's easier said than done. But if you're conscious about it, kaya siya.
You know, I think what I like about your answer is that one, the reality of when you said na gusto ko na silang disiplinahin na walang pagmamahal. You know, a lot of parents wouldn't want to say that, wouldn't want to admit that. But then when we fail to admit where we're really truly coming from, then we can't really solve the problem. Kasi ayaw mong aminin na mali ka eh. And when you're wrong, it's so good to acknowledge that you're wrong for many different reasons. One is that you can solve it. The other is, ganun nga yung sinabi mo na, teka lang, ako rin flawed ako eh, diba? So magagalit ako sa mga anak ko dahil they can't get everything right all the time.
Correct.
Can I even do that? I can't too.
That's what I've been practicing recently. And actually, so many times, pag hindi ko talaga kaya, galit talaga ako, I call in na, tinatawag ko na si Pat. Sabihin ko na, Pat, ikaw na. Kasi makakalbo ko na sila. Pag hindi mo kaya, hingi ka ng tulong. Hindi pwedeng martyr.
And you know, I think also another thing that's very good about what you're saying is that you're so conscious of yourself. Like you know when you're about to blow up or when you've blown up na parang, okay, I just have to remove myself out of this situation because it's not even good for my children anymore. But I want to ask you, do you say sorry to your kids? Like, because sometimes you can't help it. So do you apologize?
Yes. I think I've apologized. I can't count anymore. talaga. When I know, even when I know I'm right or I used a tone that is not. Kasi syempre kahit sabi good words tayo, pero yung tono natin iba. I go to them and I tell them, look, what you did was wrong, but Mama's tone was also not right. And for that, please forgive Mama. Kasi aminin natin na, nag-sorry ba sa yung parents mo or yung grandparents mo before?
Siyempre, di ba hindi?
Di ba? Parang ako, it would be nice
to hear that from them. Yeah,
hear that. Correct. Oo. Kasi after a while, you'll know naman right from wrong. Pero, di ba, hindi mo naman sinasadya. So, kailangan mag-sorry.
Oh, alam mo, I find that. I also do that. I say, I think I've said more apologies than my children to me. But, you know, I also, what I find to be nice in this practice, no, it also wasn't done to me, but because of the help of others nga, no, na parang na, namumulat yung mata mo na, pwede naman palang gawin to.
Correct.
One good effect, I think, is that when you say sorry to your children, not only do they feel affirmed, but they also feel, they know what's right and what's wrong. Because when you're an adult, medyo moral compass ka nila eh.
Yes.
So parang, pag sumigaw ka, tapos hindi naman tama na dapat sumigaw ka, di ba? Hindi naman dapat yun. Pagka hindi mo na-correct yun sa mata nila, they would think that shouting is right and it's okay, diba? But if you really apologize, sinabi mo na, you know what, I was trying to say the right thing, but I said it the wrong way, then they would know that there is a right and wrong way, diba?
Exactly.
Ayun. So, nako, I'm so, ano naman na, nagsusorry ka pala sa kanila kasi makaka-encourage din tayo ng ibang parents out there that there's nothing wrong about apologizing to your kids. Okay, so, isang part yan. Nawawala ang ating composure sometimes for whatever reason. And we have to apologize to our kids. But there are a couple of things I want to know more about when it comes to... Kasi syempre, di ba, ang hirap talagang i-mix nung I need to guide and guard my children. But also at the same time, I can't crush them. Like, God, no one wants someone to crush their children. But sometimes... we can't help it. Like, the way that we are can weigh them down. Di ba? Parang
yes.
Isang salita lang, parang sobrang lakas. Paano mo to ginagawa? Unang-una, do you think that your kids are scared of you?
Between me and Pat, feeling ko mas sa akin.
Parang nanay yata usually, no? Kasi daddies, parang playtime sila eh.
Consentidor eh. Yeah,
okay.
So feeling ko mas, medyo mas takot sila sa akin. But I make a conscious effort na hindi overpowering yung fear. Hindi nila ako ino-obey kasi takot sila sa akin. Parang ganun, I try. Ayoko ganun kasi pangit yun.
Oo, actually kasi parang feeling ko, we come from a generation that, you know, is very concerned about dapat they have fear when I'm around. Kasi nga, feeling natin, yun yung role natin, di ba, as parents. But ngayon natin naiintindihan na hindi pala dapat fear yung nararamdaman nila towards us. That they would fear to make mistakes for their own good, but not naman fear the parents. Di ba, dapat mahiwalay natin yun. Ikaw, anong ginagawa mo para mahiwalay mo yung two things na yun? I can tell them how to do life, like what is right and what is wrong, but also at the same time without them thinking that I'm a monster.
Actually, Rica, it's so funny na you're asking me this kasi parang just a few months ago, I lost my cool. And I lost my cool, I think, kay Michelle. Kasi Michelle and I are so alike.
Eh. Oh.
Parang akong ako. So, nagka-clash kami. But then, what happened really stuck to me. Kasi sumabog ako. And then, my husband brought me aside. And he said, love, sabi niya, love, be careful. I know you're mad, but don't crush her spirit. Those are exact words niya. Don't crush her spirit. Alam mo, umiyak ako kasi I realized na, oo nga, I'm going beyond. I'm breaking her spirit na. So I'm very conscious with the words that I use. Parang for me, importante that we use the right words even though we're mad. Kasi example, like you said, ayokong fearful sila sa akin. But it depends on, also on the words that I speak to them. The practice that I'm getting is really just to give them words of life. Hindi sila natatakot kasi yung words ko naman is to build up. It's not to tear you down. So kahit na yung tone ko medyo iba, which I probably will say sorry for later again, pero mas walang masakit na tumatatak sa puso nila.
I think a mix of everything that you're doing, no, na you're really mindful of the words that you say, you apologizing, all of that can build them up in the right way, meaning authentic din. Kasi minsan din naman parang masyado naman yung expectation natin sa sarili natin na magawa natin lahat ng tama, but wala naman kasing ganun na magulang. When they see actually that you fail in some areas, it actually helps them EQ-wise, ha? Kasi parang sila rin, kahit papano, it sends the message na, you know, when I fail, I'm still loved. I'm still accepted. And it's fine. Because even my mom fails, right?
Agree. And that's the message we want to tell them na it's okay. It's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes.
Oh, na, okay, great. Let's try. Let's do all of these things. Sports, dance, what have you. But if we don't really make it to the top and win, it's okay, di ba? So alam mo kasi ang mga magulang minsan nakafocus lang sa IQ. Parang kung gano'ng katalino o gano'ng kagaling ang isang bata. Pero hindi po natin napapansin na yung EQ nahuhuli na. Na yung, di ba, ang dami nga, parang intellectual. They're so good in this, they're so good in that. But then one day, their EQ lags behind and they have like mental health issues, right? Ngayon, nakikita natin yan sa mga paligid natin na lumalabas yung mga mental health issues natin kasi hindi pala natin feeling na safe to say and be who we actually are, which is a mix of greatness and also failures kasi wala namang taong free from mistakes, di ba? So, paalala lang natin sa mga parents natin na nakikinig, it's okay. I think that's our message for this part, no? It's okay. It's okay for your kids and it's okay for you. And also, paalala ko rin sa kanila, to help our kids with their development, make sure that we provide them with proper nutrition and stimulation. Malaki po ang kinalaman yan sa ating, ano rin ha, sa ating moods. Sabi ko nga kanina, nagbo-blow up tayo. We lose our cool when we're hungry Yes, when we lack sleep, so do our children. And so we need to give them what is proper. Proper sleep, proper nutrition in the proper time. And we can supplement their balanced meal with Enfagrow, which contains nutrients that help support brain development. So kaya rin naman nakakatuwa yung mga ganitong products because they've formulated the products that would support our children in the ways that are really important and crucial to them. So moms can now choose Enfagrow based on the needs of their kids. So kung ang need po ninyo ay something for their EQ, IQ, then they can go for Enfagrow A Plus 4 Neuro Pro. And then if it's more for the digestive issues, they can go to Enfagrow A Plus Gentlease 3 Plus. They are both big on brain, but Gentlease is especially formulated for sensitive tummies so to have an easy time digesting whatever they've eaten. O, diba? So, tandaan, we have our IQ, but we also have our EQ. So ngayon, tanungin ko, no, kasi napag-usapan na rin naman natin na how we need to balance also our parenting when it comes to our kids, how we say things and all that. Have you seen any difference in the response of your children as you continue to tweak your parenting style and make it more positive?
Yes, absolutely. I think yan ang mga maliliit na bagay na has big effects in the long term. Like what I said, Michelle copies everything I do. And every time I correct myself or I respond, always coming from a place of love, I see her do the same to her siblings, right? And I see it passed on.
Wow.
And, you know, again, it's not perfect all the time, huh? It's not always like this. But during times na you witness something like that, walang kapalit. Ang sarap. Ang sarap sa puso, ang sarap na makita mo na ay may effect. Kahit pa paano, you're making a good kind of difference.
You know what? This is what I realized about kids kasi. The effects of what we do don't really turn up like right away. It takes a while. And then sometimes they're like, so old na, before you actually see na, oh, tama pala yung ginawa ko, di ba? Parang like now, I have an 8-year-old. And I feel like some of the things that I would do to him when he was just 2 is only proving to be right or wrong now that he's 8. So it really takes a while. But I want to encourage the parents out there that if you're someone who's like constantly tweaking your parenting style and methods according to what you see and observe from your kids, then you're doing a great job. Kasi I believe na walang isang klaseng parenting style lang. Na kung saan ka nagsimula, ganun ka pa rin sa huli. I think a genuinely good parenting style is something that changes and develops along with their children and the changes of life. Okay, so ang ganda din nung sinabi mo na parang it passes on. You've done it to one. That one will do it to another. And you know, who knows, they do this to their children someday also, right?
Yes. And to everyone around them.
Oo. Alam mo, yan ang hindi rin natin nakikita as parents. Now, whatever we do inside of the home, it actually extends farther.
Yes. May ripple effect.
Correct. Kaya nga kailangan, we have to do a great job. Diba?
Yes. We have to try.
Napag-usapan na natin yung parang the positive effects of tweaking our parenting style to a more positive kind of discipline or parenting. For those of you who are listening, a little bit of difference between the two. Positive parenting does not use harsh punishment to correct problematic behavior. They proactively fulfill their kids' emotional needs through positive interactions, which can prevent a great deal of bad behavior from happening in the first place. Positive discipline naman is a method where parents clearly communicate what behaviors are appropriate, which ones are inappropriate, and give the rewards for good behavior and the consequences for bad behavior. So yan yung, if they just want an overview of it. But you know, I really think that whether we know the definitions or not, we kind of like subconsciously just do things, lalo na when we're moved for the love that we have for our children. And since, you know, I think that's where most of our listeners are, they wouldn't be on this podcast, like listening to this, if they don't really want to improve themselves for their kids, no? Bigyan naman natin sila, Nika, ng ikaw, ano ba yung mga tried and tested tips mo when it comes to practicing a more positive kind of parenting?
One tip I can give is always come from a place of love. Okay. I know it sounds so vague, but I think that when you're conscious about being in a place of love, you say words that are more pleasant, are nicer, more words that build up instead of tear down, right? You're also spending time with your kids. You're learning about them. You promote conversation so that you know what is the right way to deal with your kids. Ikaw, Rica, ano ba yung sa'yo? Gusto ko ngang malaman.
You know, parenting, I think, is a journey.
Yes.
It's not so much now when you get there, you find out, okay, this is the destination, tomorrow I'm there. No, it's like a long way to actually get to this place where you feel like, I kind of like the way I parent already, di ba? So, kaya ang kawawa ng ating mga first, kasi sila, kawawa tsaka, ano rin, blessed, kasi undivided attention ang ating first. Silang nakakuha ng first of everything, but also the first of your mistakes.
agree.
So, naka-change na ako ever since the first child. And you know, I've become more, I think my very, very first tip for parents who want to tweak their parenting and make it more positive is to relax. Make yourself know that, or admit to yourself that you're not going to get it all right all the time.
I love that.
You may get a lot of right, but not all the time, because then that kind of like brings down the stress levels. Eh. Sometimes kasi, nanggagaling tayo sa, we need to do what's right for our kids, right? And that makes us express ourselves in a very stressful manner.
Yeah.
Tapos hindi na rin siya positive pag dumadating sa mga anak natin, kasi it's a very anxious kind of parenting. But if we are just as fallen and, you know, as like, I don't know everything, as imperfect as my kids, that can already do a very big change in your parenting style, di ba?
I love that. Makes you more human, di ba? Makes you more relatable then.
Oo, di ba? At saka, di ba hindi ka stressed?
Oo.
Kasi pag stressed ka, yun na yung ano, yun na yung lumalabas na parang angry and anxious parenting. So pag di ka stressed, mas malinaw yung mga bagay sa'yo. Kahit naman sa anong bagay, di ba? When you're not stressed, when you're not anxious, things are clearer. Another thing that I would practice is I consciously try to say yes more than I say no. Because, you know, diba kids, it's like, don't touch this, don't touch. It's like a no, 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 no. And do you look like a big no to your kids na lang ba? So when I have to say yes, I do it with my whole heart. Talagang, yes, of course. Para naman mag-mark sa mga kids ko na hindi lang naman pala siya taga-polis ng candy ko.
Oh, that's so nice.
She celebrates life with me. So, you know, I can share more tips. Meron ngang listahan dito ng good tips pwede nating i-share sa kanila. Give appreciation when kids do something good. Find time and pay attention to your kids no matter how busy you are, which you do. You really do this, Nika. Yan ang nanotice ko sa parenting mo, that you give time. So I think that's what a lot of parents also miss out on, na parang sometimes it's just time. You don't really need to do a lot. You don't even have to have a lot of money. But if you can give time, that's more than enough.
I think that's a universal language for kids.
Yes.
They all equate love to time.
Let me extend that. That's a universal language for all human beings. Even we need that.
Actually, yes.
Diba? Parang tayo sa mga asawa natin, kung hindi ka niya bigyan ng time, mahal ka ba niya? Diba? So parang ganun din yan sa kids natin. Communicate with your children. Set clear boundaries and expectations and stick with them. Be consistent. You know, sometimes we fail in the area of giving clear boundaries. Eh. Kala lang natin, nasabi na natin, or clear tayo, pero in fact, hindi mo pala na-establish. Kaya naman yung bata nalolost, di ba? So, hindi naman dahil sa gusto nilang mag-disobey, but they just feel lost because you didn't set clear boundaries. Be conscious that your children see you as a role model. Whether you like it or not, they will copy you. Sabi mo nga, yung panganay mo, ikaw yun.
Ako yun.
Focus on things that you can control. Admit that not everything is within your control. Some things you just really pray for.
Yes.
And you just trust that, you know, one day your kids are going to know what's right from wrong. encourage them to be problem solvers, diba? Instead of making them think that they're just naturally gifted, which they probably are, you also give them that opportunity to know that even when you're not gifted, you have the ability to solve problems, that you can do something about it. Instead of like, eh, wala na yan sa skill set ko eh, diba? So hindi ko na yan kayang gawin. Empower your kids by teaching them life skills. You know, I think, ewan ko sa'yo, Nika, ha? Hindi tayo yung generation na pinalaking nagluluto at naglilinis.
Hindi.
Diba? Pero napaka-empowering pag ang ating mga anak ay marunong ng mga simple at basic life skills na ito. And also, ito, I find this so true, find happiness in your kids. Honestly, when I spend time with my kids, some people might think na, grabe naman yung oras na yan, parang daming nawawala, pwedeng napunta na lang yun sa trabaho, or yung, you know, different kinds of things. But for me, honestly, I feel like it's a favor to me when you ask me to spend time with my kids because this too shall pass. One day, they're not gonna be in our homes anymore. They're gonna be adults. They're gonna have their own families. This time is for us. Let's embrace it. Let's enjoy it. Don't think that parenting, you know, I think that's a secret to positive parenting, eh, na hindi ka lang nandyan to guard and to guide. Yes, kasama yon. Pero you're also there to play and grow with them.
Agree. Totally.
Diba? Totally. At syempre, ang last na nakalagay dito ay sleep and good nutrition. Yan ay para sa mga anak, pero sa atin din.
Tama. Diba?
Pag hindi po tayo kumakain ng tama at nakakatulog ng tama, ay nagiging monster mommies po tayo. So, we need to have that for everyone in the family. If you want it to be not only a positive parenting kind of thing, but a positive home, we need to be well-fed and we need to have good sleep. All right? So as our children grow, we have to make sure that their brains are developing as well. Brain development is key to advancing IQ so they can easily learn and pick up new information. And EQ, they can easily understand and manage their emotions, be sociable, and make friends easily. I cannot reiterate this enough na dapat may good nutrition yung mga bata. Kasi marami po sa kanilang mga inability to manage and process and regulate their emotions come from the kind of nutrition that they're having. Diba? Ikaw ba napapansin mo yun, Nika?
Oo naman. So I really try to make them eat well and choose the right milk for them. Diba? It makes a difference.
Actually, dati hindi ko to alam eh. When my firstborn was much younger, na yung ano pala, yung diet nila has a lot to do also with the way that they behave. Kasi pag kulang nga naman ng nutrients para sa brain nila o para sa katawan nila, how will they act in, not in a proper way, but in a normal and regulated way, right? So lahat po yan ay may kinalaman kahit nga tayo, di ba, kung puro chichirya yung kinakain natin, we're going to have like a really bad feeling in our bodies that will result to bad behavior, di ba?
Yes. Or too much sugar, di ba? May effect yun.
Correct. So, it really helps to have a nutrition partner, a milk that kids love because it's easy on the tummy and moms love because it's big on the brain. And we get that with EnfaGrow. Parenting is hard. There's no such thing as perfect parenting. Na-establish natin yan sa ating two-part episode with Ms. Nika Garcia. Sometimes you can't say that you fit in one style of parenting as well. It all depends on the situation. It really takes dedication and commitment to have a positive relationship with your children while being firm. But we keep at it because at the end of the day, we want what is best for them. That is our heart. Diba, Nika?
Agree.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us in this two-part episode. Is there anything that you want to leave with our listeners?
Thank you so much, Rika. Thank you to everyone who listened and joined us. I just want to remind all parents that again, you do you, mama. You do you, daddy, you know. We are who the Lord chose us to be, you know. The Lord chose us to be parents to our children. Tayo, we are the best ones for them. So, you know, we just have to keep trying. And we always should just come from a place of love. Because at the end of the day, our kids will feel that. And they will know. And they will know who they are because of the love that we show them and give them. So again, thank you so much, Rica. I had so much fun with you. And again, let's keep on learning from each other. I look forward to more of the shows, more of these podcasts.
Yes, naku, bitin na bitin pa nga ako kasi I'm pretty sure no, marami ka pang pwedeng i-share sa amin. But of everything that you've said, I think that there are two things that stuck with me, especially in the last, what you just said. One is that we always come from a place of love. Alam mo, minsan kahit na hindi naman tama, no? If one day, maisip ng mga anak natin, you know, our parents were really just coming from that place of love, then it will transcend. Love transcends. And the next thing is that kayo yung pinili ng Diyos para sa mga anak ninyo. Diba? So, He knows what He is doing. He has given you the proper knowledge. You just have to tap into it. You just have to know in your heart na, you know, God can give me wisdom when it comes to my children, and specifically my children. So listeners, we really appreciate you for tuning in. I hope you all learned so much from today's topic kasi ako po, marami talaga akong natutunan. And once again, this podcast series wouldn't have been possible without Smart Parenting, Enfagrow A Plus 4 Neuro Pro, and Enfagrow Gently's 3 Plus, hashtag choose the right Enfagrow. Enfagrow A Plus 4 Neuro Pro help advance your child's IQ and EQ. And new Enfagrow Gently's 3 Plus, easy on digestion, big on brain. To know more about the role Enfagrow plays in your little one's brain development, visit www.enfagrow.com.ph and follow the brand on Facebook. One more thing, please sign up to Enfagrow's Club Mama community for more helpful parenting tips and exciting brand promos. Lastly, stay tuned for more episodes of Raising IQ and EQ Ready Kids. To see all the updates about the show, be sure to also follow Smart Parenting on Facebook. Again, this is Rica Peralejo Bonifacio, your host, and I will see you again next time. Have a great day!